guys, welcome to The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl Shantae and Jasmine again here live at Summer Splash Fest 2K19. We just listened to some really great sounds by Angela Lynn.
Oh yeah.
And I just have to say, she was an entire vibe. That pink and green outfit combination we had, I'm loving.
More. I like her vibe in general. We might actually get her down for an interview later, so.
But sitting with us right now, we have Old Milk.
AKA Old Milk.
Okay, or AKA Dave.
I'm sorry. Artist name
no
officially,
right.
Leave all my stuff off there.
We're going to go ahead and do like some icebreakers to kind of get you loosey-goosey and comfortable. For you, we were going to do like a rapid-fire word association type of thing. You got that?
Yeah.
So like we're going to say something, a word, and then you're just going to repeat something that is relative to that. We're just going to try to keep it going.
Word.
Okay?
Nope.
Shantae, I'm going to have you start.
Woo!
You
okay.
Pick the word.
Let's go. Let's get into it. Oh, me all the time.
Pizza.
I eat it a lot.
Cheese?
See answer, last answer.
That's okay, this is hard.
I thought the same. Me also.
Okay.
All right, let's start it over.
Yeah, new one.
Okay, so, summer.
My forehead. Wait, am I supposed to say the first thing that comes to my mind, or?
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
That's what you're doing. Can
yeah.
I ask you why you said
oh, because I always have to put sunscreen because I got scars on my forehead.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, dang.
I'm like,
I don't even know what to say.
I'm curious. No, yeah.
I was going to say, I have a vibe head, too.
Okay, bikini.
Nice.
Itty-bitty, teeny-weeny.
Depends on what it is, but usually... That's fine.
No, that's true. There's some things that I don't want that are small. Okay, sky.
Blue.
Summer. Did that one already.
Drinking.
Tequila.
Shots.
Drunk.
Soon.
Fuck, I almost said tequila again. Damn.
Oh, man. We need to have Jasmine take a shot off that one.
I know, right? Because I was just dumb.
Yeah.
She was like, All right. So we're a little bit loose now.
Okay.
You feel a little bit loose?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Yeah.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you originally from Seattle?
Yeah, I grew up in Ballard, Greenwood area.
Okay.
Yeah, so
this
born
is your
and raised.
Neck of the woods.
Yeah, this is my spot.
I should have known. You look like a Seattle.
Yeah, the quintessential like little scruffy little hipster-esque.
But we're here for
Yeah.
I like a guy with hair and facial, like hair in his head and facial hair, right there.
Check.
So, what made you get into producing and making music?
Well, I always wanted to. I played piano for like 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I played in a little three-piece jazz group for like 2 months. Wasn't good enough. And I never really knew you could just like get a program and produce. And then one day I downloaded the free FL Studio trial.
That's so cool.
And then I produced the whole album off the free trial.
Wow.
So like you have to make the whole song, export it, export all the files, and then that's it. There's no like saving and reopening.
Okay.
So I did a whole album for my friend Blackskin, part of Black English.
Yeah.
Charlie Cash is on that.
Okay.
She's playing later.
Okay.
Today.
Yeah.
So,
we're excited to see her.
Yeah. So I produced his like first full length album off of just like the FL Studio trial, and then I sold enough beats where I bought it because I was like, I'm not gonna like. If anyone tries to say anything, I've made it all off music, anything. No, not like
exactly.
It came from money or anything, but like it's all self-made, like in this particular circle.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So then my friend Luke was like, "You gotta buy it. What are you doing?" And so he's actually my beat tag. It's like, damn, that's some Old Milk. And
yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So he's my beat tag. He'll be coming through later today. Shout out Luke.
Shout out to Luke.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Okay.
Yeah, so then it just went from there.
So then how did that Old Milk thing come about? Like,
were you lactose intolerant?
Yeah.
I actually am now, but I used to drink hella milk.
Really?
She was kidding.
No, yeah. Like, I can't, I eat cheese.
Okay.
And like I can suffer through that, but like just drinking milk for like no reason.
Fucks you up.
Yeah.
You're like it's not worth it.
Yeah, and it's not like terrible, but I think it was just, and also milk is really bad.
It
like,
is.
They're not good to the cows. So that was the old meat, Old Milk. But
I love
it.
there's a lot of reasons. I just thought it was hella funny, like old milk. Yeah. This weird white dude coming up. All right, I'm old milk.
No, I wasn't sure if it was like that or literally just because of the whole white
person. Oh, yeah. So, well, a little bit of, there's no real reason. It's just, I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's an awesome name.
So, let's see here. So, we know that we've heard some of your, like, roll something. Like, we love
roll something. I also love roll something.
Yeah. So, I was originally going to do an album that had, like, 7 songs. And I figured, like, no one knows who I am. Right. So I'm doing them in singles. So, okay. Like, Rolson's from, like, 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay.
Whoa with Harry Porter, Blake Anthony, and Lex.
Okay, so we were wondering about that. Because, yeah. Like, when we were looking for your music and stuff, we only had, like, those top 3, like,
yeah.
Singles. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't easy to
so, like, I just started putting out stuff. And most of my music, like, those beats are 2 years old.
So we're excited, wow. Then, because yeah. We so, really like that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
I got an arsenal coming.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, like,
okay.
I'm, like, being a little... Like,
some new milk.
Yeah, so like.
I yeah. Like that. Okay, no, I'm really excited.
Yeah, so when a lot of new music.
When is that stuff gonna like come out? Don't get it. You don't feel comfortable yeah, telling
no,
us, but like.
I got a song with Terrence Brown coming out.
Okay.
Actually, this is exclusive.
Oh.
It's called I Remember.
I Remember.
And it's
you heard
uploaded,
it here first.
It's ready to go, and it'll be a kind of surprise when it drops, yeah. But it's the slides.
That is
dope. Yeah.
So do you like make these beats in mind with the people that you want to collaborate with?
I make like 10 beats a day.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
Only in the winter though.
Okay. So in the summertime you're just too busy.
Yeah.
I'm living my best
like,
life.
I'm not here to do
summer's for working, or summer's for partying, winter's for drinking. Reverse.
I got
whatever, you
no,
got
it.
We would need to pick up that philosophy. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Grind all winter, just fall all spring.
Right.
Dom Kennedy.
Okay.
Free game.
Oh, I love Dom Kennedy.
So, who would you say your biggest inspiration is, or who inspires your sound?
Definitely Scott Storch.
Okay.
Original keys player of the Roots. People don't know that.
Okay.
No way.
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
The original keys player for the Roots.
The Roots?
The
original
Roots.
Keys player? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's where you gotta start.
Dude, I never knew that. Yo,
fun fact.
No, really, that's dope as yeah. Fuck to me. Okay, I love that.
Maybe not the original, but like what their first album.
Yeah,
like,
no, I got you.
Was,
yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting
so,
this on game.
So him. I'm drawing a blank, but definitely Storch. Like he's like number one. Like
okay.
Easy. Timbaland, obviously.
Of course,
like hits, and some more hits.
Like,
yeah.
No, that's dope.
Yeah, Pharrell. I like the niche. Like you're like simplistic bounce. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like Pharrell because like with his music and like NERD, like that stuff is really like,
yeah.
Unique and different.
And it's like kind of niche, but also like. Whoa.
I know, like for anybody.
Yeah. It's niche, but it's also very, like,
yeah.
You know it's Neptune's when you hear it.
Exactly. I know exactly. That's my thing. It's like, oh, this, yep, I know who that
yeah.
is.
She always says that. She'll be like, is this Pharrell? And I'm like, it could be.
But I go when I'm looking up, and I'm like, yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
So, like, a day in the life of, like, you, what does that look like?
Well, I have a 9-to-5. Not going to tell you about that.
That's all right. We don't talk about that
yeah,
either.
Yeah.
We don't either. Right.
Yeah. That's for them. This is me. And then... I'll make beats like before I go to work, sometimes during work.
It's all right.
Well, only on my lunch break.
We work on our podcast at work
yeah.
too, though. There's no shit
yeah.
in there.
And then after break, I try to make at least a beat a day.
Okay.
And then every Wednesday I record.
I love it. Okay, awesome.
I like the schedule.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I think that's pretty much
kind of
everything.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Do you have any upcoming shows or anything going on?
Just this one. It's winter's coming, so.
Right, so you're about to be ready.
Yeah, I'm about to be locked away.
Well, where can they find your music at, and where can they find you at?
Old Milk on everything. Old Dirty Milk on Instagram. Reckless Dave on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome.
I'm about to look you up on Twitter right now.
Yep. Well, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
So much. It's nice to meet you.
Bye.
Nope. Thank you.